Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. And it's time now for Dorothy's List, our monthly book club for kids based on books nominated for the Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. This month we go to Moortown, where some 4th, 5th, and 6th graders have been reading a novel by Rita Williams Garcia. The title comes from a bit of advice that's passed on through family letters. The book is called P.S. B11. It's the second book in a trilogy about one family's experience during a time of social and cultural change. VPR's Amy Noyes was there when the author visited the Moortown School Library.
P.S. B11 takes place in a very different time and place from modern-day Moortown, Vermont. The book's three sisters live in Brooklyn, New York, in the late 1960s with their pa and their grandmother, who they call Big Ma. But their mother lives in Oakland, California, where she's involved with the radical civil rights group, the Black Panthers. The Gaither sisters got to know their mother in the first book in the series, called One Crazy Summer. In P.S. B11, the oldest sister, Delphine, writes letters to her mother, Cecile, and her reply always comes back with a reminder not to grow up too quickly. Like the Gaither sisters, author Rita Williams Garcia also lives in New York City, and she spends time in central Vermont teaching at the Vermont College of Fine Arts. While she was here, she made time to stop by Moortown and get to know some of her young readers. A group of 4th, 5th, and 6th graders at the Moortown School meet once a week during lunch with teacher librarian Meg Allison to read books nominated for the Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. The students were excited to meet the author and had lots of questions ready for her, including 5th grader Madison Bird.
Why did you name it PSB 11 and how come in the letters it said PSB 11? What inspired you to do that?
Okay. It occurs to me that Cecile has missed out on a lot of Delphine as she was growing up. So she really got to spend time with her as an 11-year-old. And I bet you she wish she had more of that time. But the main reason why I do that is because Delphine is writing, usually sometimes angrily, to her mother, and then her mother will write back the answer and explain things. And so she's always kind of saying, you are 11 years old. Enjoy being 11 while you can. Don't rush it, you know. Childhood is a gift. And if you could just enjoy it for as long as you can, then that's a gift that a parent would want to give to a child. And I think that's why she says be 11, even when she's 12.
Why does the story take place in 1969?
Actually, I was around during that time. I was near your age. I was about, let's see, how old was I? I think I was 12 in 1969. And what I remember was that so many different things were happening. I guess just like now, there's so many different things happening in the news. And I was always watching the news. But I didn't have to see the news to know that things were happening. Things were changing in my neighborhood. They were changing everywhere. You had more women going into the workforce, which was different. You had girls who wanted to play sports that were traditionally boys' sports. So you had Title IX. I wanted to play football. So, you know, I connected to that. You had strife between people. They didn't understand each other. And so you had riots. You had just all kinds of things. And you had protests, lots of protests. So there was so many things going on. I figured, okay, this is a good place to tell a story because there's an awful lot of change. And when things change, people change. And so I wanted to think about how all of those changes affected these three girls, especially Delphine.
In P.S. B11, Delphine has contended with big changes, like her uncle coming home very different from when he left for war in Vietnam, and smaller changes, like getting ready for the sixth grade dance. And then there's the fact that her father has started dating. Here's Moortown 5th grader Hannah Ledoux.
What inspired you to write P.S. B11?
The girls met their mother, and now they were going to be in their home environment. And I would think that wouldn't one of them, or at least Delphine, the viewpoint character, wouldn't she wonder, why couldn't they be together? Why couldn't their mother and father be together? And so when her father starts whistling My Girl and wearing cologne and announces that there is someone special in his life, not only special, but then she's going to become a part of the family, that then creates a kind of an obstacle for Delphine, who really does want her parents to be together. And I think that a lot of us do experience that. Maybe our parents love each other, but they can't be together. And so that might be very hard to understand. So I think I wanted to talk about how that family is getting ready to change, just as the neighborhood is changing and the world around them is changing. I thought, well, let's talk about personal change as well.
The main character, Delphine, has two younger sisters, Vonetta and Fern. And without their mother around, Delphine has always been responsible for helping to take care of her little sisters. Fourth grader Cami Rochelieu wanted to know about Williams Garcia's own family.
Do you have any siblings, like any family or siblings?
Do I have any siblings? Actually, I have an older brother, Russell, and an older sister, Rosalind. So we are Rita, Rosalind, and Russell. So that would make me the youngest. And being the youngest, they would say, oh, she's the baby. She gets everything and she doesn't get into trouble. But being the youngest, I would say, you know, they're always picking on me, but, you know, one day I'm going to get bigger and taller and they'll see. I'll show them. So we played a lot together and we fought a lot together, but we were very close, very peas in a pod.
In PSB 11, the band The Jackson 5 are all the rage. And fifth grader Eloise Harris took notice.
Why did you choose The Jackson 5?
Why did I choose The Jackson 5? Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, so what boy bands do you all like?
One Direction.
Well, back when I was a kid, a lot of the groups that I listened to and kids in my neighborhood, we listened to a lot of Motown. But if you look at the Motown artists, they're like old men. Well, to us, they were old men. They were probably like 25, 30, you know. But when we finally saw kids who were like our age, we just screamed and went crazy. So the Jackson 5 were kind of like one of the first boy bands that appealed, especially to African Americans. They had a universal appeal, but especially to African Americans, and the first like real crushes that we had on boys who looked like boys that we might see in our neighborhood. So that was a big part of it. And also, my sister and I wanted to go to Madison Square Garden to see the Jackson 5, but my mother said, are you kidding? We're not Rockefeller. We don't have all of that money. So I wanted my girls to go. I wanted Delphine, Vonetta, and Fern to go.
As these young readers talk to the author about her novel, they start to wonder what she was like at their age. Fifth grader Jonah Busker.
Did you have a favorite writer growing up and why?
I loved Beverly Cleary because she had kind of a neighborhood of stories. I felt like I was in her neighborhood and knowing the stories and the kids. And I really liked that the kids really struggled. Ramona could be a bit of a pest. And I had an older sister and I was kind of a pest. Ribsy was one of the first stories that I felt like I could feel myself just really in the story and loving that dog and that he was not a perfect show dog, but just a kind of a, you know, scrappy dog. So I just loved how she captured not the most perfect people, but the most real people. I really liked that.
PSB 11 and One Crazy Summer are the first two books in a trilogy. Fourth grader Nathan Kudrivitz wanted to know what happens next for the Gaither sisters.
Do you think you want to make another book onto PSB 11?
Yes, I did. And it's called Gone Crazy in Alabama. And it actually follows the girls. Well, they've been to Oakland. They've traveled back to the East. And now they're going to go south and visit with Big Ma and her mother. So we get to see all these different generations of the Trotters, Gaithers, and Charles. So that's what this book is.
The kids at the Moortown School got to see an advanced copy of Gone Crazy in Alabama. It will be released in April. That's about the time that students in Vermont will be voting on the Dorothy Canfield Fisher Award, which PSB 11 is nominated for. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
Next month on Dorothy's List, The Center of Everything by Vermont author Linda Urban. For 11-year-old Ruby Pepperdine, The Center of Everything is up on the rooftop of Pepperdine Motors in her town of Bunning, New Hampshire, stargazing with her grandmother Gigi. Here's Cabot School 7th grader Billy O'Connor reading from The Center of Everything.
If you were from someplace other than this particular part of New Hampshire and were driving through Bunning on your way to Canada or to Santa's Village in Jefferson or simply to take in the autumn foliage, you might not even notice Pepperdine Motors. Actually, unless you were in the market for a great deal on a new or used vehicle, Pepperdine Motors probably would not be much of an interest to you. It was of great interest to Ruby Pepperdine, however. Not for the low, low prices or for the box of delicious donuts in the waiting room, or for the twice-yearly Moonlit Madness sale. Pepperdine Motors was of great interest to Ruby Pepperdine because the roof was flat. And on Sunday nights, after Gigi closed the repair shop and Dad closed the showroom and Aunt Lois closed the office, Gigi would turn off the big fluorescent lights that flooded the car lot, and she and Ruby would climb the staircase to the roof and they would look at the stars.
That's an excerpt from The Center of Everything. It's the next book in our monthly series, Dorothy's List. You can learn more at vpr.net. Click on Dorothy's List. This series is sponsored by the VPR Journalism Fund.